Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, I have to admit, stopping to do this today doesn't come natural to me. It's easier for me to see why I should be working right now instead of doing this thing with you. Work just seems more productive. Yet it's becoming clear that work is not my savior. You are. All right, Lord. I'll take this time now and I'll praise you. I praise you that I'm able to work. Yes, and I'll praise you because you can help me to see what is healthy work and what is not. I praise you for giving man the ability and command to work, because you've taught us that we're not to just lie around being lazy. Yet, you put limits on work. You told us there are other important parts of life, like family and friends and rest and you. I praise you for allowing this moment to come where I can find answers to this workaholism. Thank you. Thank you for being there for me. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Part 2, Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, examine me. What is it within me that makes it so I cannot find rest? I cannot stop. And I seem to only find some form of fulfillment in work alone. Is there something I've done that makes me this way? Is there anything I need to change so that I'm no longer captive to constantly working? God, if there is something I must do to change this, if I need to repent of something, please show me. And please help me to do it. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, it occurs to me you didn't work all the time. When you walked as a man, the Bible says you would go away alone to pray. You slept while the disciples piloted the boat. You weren't creating all the world, but on the sixth day, you rested. Help me to do that, Lord. Help me to find approval and acceptance and respect in you loved ones, not just work. Help me to find my fulfillment, my significance, my identity in you, and not work. Help me to slow down and find balance, support even. Help me to no longer be imprisoned by the addiction to work. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, thank you for revealing to me that work is an addiction, and I have been addicted. Thank you for making it possible that I don't have to remain addicted, but can be free through you and with the help of others. I put my trust in you now, Lord, not in my abilities or intelligence. Even when everything in me is pushing me to go work when I should rest, I will choose to trust your commands in Scripture about work and about rest. I will be obedient to those commands because you said so, but also because I know you bless obedience, and you bring through obedience peace, joy, and rest. Thank you for your example and your wisdom on how I should live and work. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Thank you. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you.
The passages are Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 27, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Work at everything you do with all your heart, and work as though you are working for the Lord Himself, and not just a human boss. But remember, your body is a temple, a place of worship for the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is within you, and you received Him from God. You do not belong to yourself. Now you may say, everything is permitted for me, but not everything is good for you. Again, you may say, everything is permitted for me, but I will not be controlled by anything. Is it possible for a man to carry fire against his chest and not be burned by it? No, nobody can serve two masters. He's going to get to hating one and loving the other, or he'll be completely devoted to the one and come to despise the other. Honestly, you can't serve God and serve money. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not fall to the temptations of the flesh.
Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.